When you look at Boone, when you look at Mendoza, when you look at Saleh, even Tom Thibodeau, when you look at all the coaches here, I think Brian Daboll actually might be the best in terms of intellect and feel for his job and his sport. That's how much I believe in him. What is this? If this is stupid, I'm going to be annoyed.
Well, it's not even close to stupid. I think that this is something that, for you, I think you'd be very excited about.
Okay, let me guess. Jets?
No.
I was going to say Hassan Reddick. Okay.
No.
Okay, I mean, by the way, is he signed yet?
No.
No, I
have to hear Robert Saleh. I don't think he's coming to practice anytime soon.
I know. He was asked yesterday, so I was like, no, I don't know. What else is new? What do you know? I'm just kidding. What do you know, Rob? You know, it's defense. I'm just messing around. All right, so it's not. Is it Jason Dominguez?
It's not. It's not baseball related. It's not football related.
Okay. Is it basketball?
Yeah.
Is it Julius Randle with an extension?
No.
Okay.
But. It's
what
a
is
player,
okay.
And the Knicks have made an announcement.
It's still going to be small because there's no wiggle room for contracts.
No, it's not.
What do you got?
It's an Aaron Judge type of level.
Yeah, okay. What do you have? Oh. Jalen Brunson named captain.
Boom.
Let's go. That's right. That's my captain. And that is your captain. Huh? Nice. That is a very unexpected, awesome surprise. And I say surprise just because I don't really think of captaincy in basketball, even though all he does is exude, you know, captain-like qualities, selfless, hard worker. Is he going to put the C on the jersey like Keith Hernandez did? I didn't like that back in the day. I mean, Keith was maybe one of the best captains ever. Outside of Messier. I thought the C was cheesy on the baseball uniform. All right, so Jalen Brunson. Well, first of all, and I think I'm a big Nick fan who knows a lot about the team. They've had 36 captains? What? As I read the first line, Jalen Brunson named 36th captain in franchise history. They announced today the team has named Jalen Brunson the 36th captain. The Knicks have a deep and storied history. Now they discovered it again. What happened in the last 25 years. And today we are immensely proud to add to that lineage by naming Jalen Brunson as our captain. That's awesome, man. He's a natural-born leader. This is from Leon Rose, Knicks president. I'm confident he will continue to represent the organization, the fans, the city, his teammates with great heart, grit, and class that he's displayed each and every day since he came to New York. Hoff, do me a favor. Just do a quick cursory check because I'm on the air and it's a little tougher when you're solo. All right, so just pop up the Knick captains. I'm still stunned that they were 35 before Jalen Brunson. Is that a misprint? Like, I know Ewing was a captain. I know, you know, they had the tri-captains with Ewing and Oakley and Starks. I'm sure Clyde and, you know, some of those guys were captains. I mean, who the hell else was captain? Was Carmelo captain? Marbury? Who are the captains? I need answers. Who was it? Knicks. I guess I'm doing myself. Knicks. Captains. All time. Knicks career leaders. Willis Reed, the greatest Knicks captain. Yeah. Do they even have a list of captains? I don't know.
No, they don't. That's why I was having issues.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Anyway, that's awesome. That is really, really cool. I mean, was there ever more of a captain-like move than leaving $115 million on the table? And I know, you know, he's going to reap the rewards downstream, but still, that's a risk. That is awesome. All right, that is a worthy break-in there, Hoff. That is a worthy break-in. Sometimes Hoff gets a little giddy with that button, you know. Some stuff that doesn't really apply.
Well, you missed last week when I broke into the show with Brett Phillips, got signed to a minor league contract with the Yankees.
And what was Sal's reaction? Or was
he
that
wanted, he wanted to strangle me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I get it. Although when I do hear it, I get excited. I'm like, what's going on? 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, you guys want to react to the Brunson news. But also, so again, the situation with Brian Daboll, you know, what do you perceive it to be? It's year three. Year one was great. Year two was messy. Here we go. What do you see for the Giants head coach moving forward? BT and Sal on the Fan.